Good morning, everyone. Richard Goldstein here from the Investors Herald. In simple terms, the market still continues to be erratic, a market where negative news on the media is winning the war over valuations in solid stocks. This disease is ugly. I will be honest, most stocks are getting hit hard for good reason as well. Look at a fight map of the United States. There's no one really flying. Cruises are at the dock. People have canceled all their subscriptions but Netflix and Amazon Prime. In my opinion, the only way to strive in this market is to set a long-term approach. If you're trying to day trade these dips in companies such as Peloton, Alpha Biotech, Moderna, Activision, and you think the new economy will permanently be in the household, I disagree. Everyone I speak to cannot wait to get out of their house and back in the work setting. If you can wait until Q4, you can make 20% on your money. I will say that again. If you can wait until Q4, you can make 20% on your money with new investments. For those that do not know, Q4 is October 1st to December 31st. I do believe we will see some further downside of 5 to 10% in global markets as the cases rise and fear grows, but we will see a gradual pickup in the economy in Q4. All I am saying now is to buy good companies. Do not try to be a hero and a genius and go all in on Zoom. You will get hurt. They had so many more customers, but a privacy scandal just shaved 12% off their stock. Buy solid names of companies with good balance sheets, such as Apple, Johnson & Johnson, Berkshire Hathaway, Jack Henry & Associates, Microsoft, Bristol-Myers Squibb. Names like these. This is time to fix your portfolio and get rid of the names where you have not loved how they have traded in the past and get yourself into solid long-term names that will provide you lasting wealth, especially if you are a young investor. But before you invest, make sure your emergency finances are in order. Can you get through the crisis? Do you have access to food? Have you paid off your high-interest credit card debt? Is your job stable? Please be safe first, and now I will continue with the world of investing. I will share a story from Tony Robbins' book, Money Master the Game, which is a must-read as well. Start quote, Theodore Roosevelt worked for UPS and never made more than $14,000 a year, and yet, in his old age, was worth more than $70 million. When he said he had no money to save, a friend told him that if he were taxed, the money would be taken out of his account and he'd never see it. So, he created a tax for himself to make him wealthy. Even though he made little money, he took 20% of his money and it went straight into an investment account. Over more than five decades, that compounded to make him $70 million. End quote. It just shows that steady investments over time do win the race. But during a pandemic, if you cannot wait until October or December or February of 2021, I do not know what to tell you, but the chances of being lucrative goes down severely. Do not look at the day-to-day movements and panic sell if it goes down 4% because the next day it could go up 8% and you are 4% net positive. I have so many people texting me saying I should go all in on Royal Caribbean or Spirit Airways or Norwegian. They are obviously at that price for a reason, people. They have their planes grounded and their ships docked. I do believe these companies will be forever changed. Businesses will begin to realize how easy it is to teleconference and will not fly businessmen and women all over the world, taking on heavy expenses of flights, hotels, meals. The leisure segment will be unaffected, as no families will begin driving from Boston to Florida or New York to Texas or New York to California for a weekend vacation if they have the financial stability to fly. I'm going to leave you today with a staggering fact. Since the presidency of Theodore Roosevelt, who left office in 1909, every single Republican president has seen a recession take hold in their first term. I'll repeat that as well. Since the presidency of Theodore Roosevelt, who left office in 1909, every single Republican president has seen a recession take hold in their first term. If you have the patience, you will come out on top if you invest now. Remember, you also do not lose money in the stock market until you sell your position. So if you are down big, do not fret and know you will recover back to previous levels, in my opinion, on the latter half of Q4. best of luck investing, and stay tuned for more to come.